This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, then we're very likely live here taking your calls. Free Talk Live has produced a new and unique show for every day of the week, going back close to a decade.
More than that.
We've been on the air more than a decade. We've been doing 7 days a week. We were doing 6 days a week for a while, 5 days a week for a period of time.
Yeah, we didn't have a Sunday show until like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah. I mean, way back, we were a weekend show on a Saturday night, but that's back in like 2004, just in Sarasota.
Yeah, just in Florida.
Right. So, we've been doing this for a hobby or for a living since, say, 2006, and a hobby for since 2002.
So. Yeah, 2006 is about when I came on, I think.
Yeah. All right, let's go to James calling in from California. Get right to your calls here. James, you're on Free Talk Live. That I thought it was. As I mentioned, it is hard to get banned here from Free Talk Live, but there at the very least is one person who has managed to do it,
and that was him.
Yeah, you'd think that he'd come to the conclusion he can't get on the air. It's not like I can't hear him. Does he think I'm gonna fall for it? Just gonna start yik yakking with him? The man has threatened to kill my mother and my child.
Yeah, that's
screw that guy.
That's about the only way you get banned from this show. And
right.
Yeah, screw him.
And he claims that's a lie, and I've got it in, like, quotation marks and footnoted. You know, like, I write this stuff down, and it's legally an affidavit. Now, why I can't get him arrested is beyond me. Ben Shapiro.
Mm-hmm.
He managed to get some kind of stalker guy who bothered him in 2 weeks. Wham, bam, the local police contact the FBI. They've got this all wrapped up. But
Ben Shapiro's show is just a little bit bigger than ours.
When you say that,
just a little bit.
How many stations is he on? I don't know. I mean, we've been around for a lot longer. He's on a major network. I think it's because he's in a major city where they don't put up with that crap.
Yeah.
That versus Keene, New Hampshire, where, the local police are bad at the Free Staters, and they're like, you bring this stuff on yourself. Well, I'm not one of those people that you think is a problem. You've never seen me arrested, pal. But whatever. Whatever. Can't get any service out of a public servant. And if you don't like it, stop paying your taxes. Oh, don't do that, because they'll throw you in jail or take your house away. So, we went through the article here on whether or not Trump was racist, and, from Vox.com, they don't seem willing to take a side, although they do a great job of sort of showing both sides here. One side says basically, he's a bigot, but he's not racist, and, I mean, as though bigot isn't strong enough of a word, it's gotta be racist.
Well, the thing about it is, does it really matter in the end? And they do get into this at the very end of this article. Does it really matter if he's a racist or a bigot or some of both? Because do you really want a bigoted president either?
I don't want anything. When it comes to Donald Trump, he's in office because the Democrats were willing to put up with a liar and a cheat. Hmm. And I don't know if Hillary Clinton did cheat in the 2016 election.
But it sure looked bad.
But when she got Wasserman Schultz in and Kane out, and then Kane then becomes the vice presidential nominee, it all looks like a whole bunch of log rolling and back scratching going on, as though she was going to make sure she didn't lose to some young upstart one more time. And Bernie Sanders had a lot of momentum.
Oh, yeah.
And he couldn't get anywhere because the superdelegates, the entrenched Democratic you know, people that are just, you know, super Democrats, right? They wouldn't let him get an opportunity.
Yeah, true.
And if it hadn't been for the super delegates, I think that he would have gotten a lot more momentum. I think he would have won.
He probably would have. I mean, you know, there were a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters that just would not. They were so mad at Hillary that they would not vote for her.
Right. There were Bernie Sanders supporters that switched over and voted for Clinton. There were ones that refused to vote, period. There were ones that went and voted third party.
Mm-hmm.
And there were
actually ones that went and voted for Trump.
Then there were ones who went and voted for Trump. Now, I didn't vote for Donald Trump because I wasn't going to be responsible for what happened. I predicted his win in the Republican side, but I didn't really expect him to win against Hillary Clinton. I thought it was close enough that I'm surprised that it went to him. But, I'm not going to vote for the guy because I don't believe what he believes. I was willing to vote for Gary Johnson because in 2012, Gary Johnson said lots of sort of anti-war things, and I presumed that he would stick with some of those in 2016. It was the same guy saying them, although maybe they weren't as popular as they were. But, you know, you only have about four people you can vote for, the Democrat, the Republican, the Libertarian, and the Green. And those are the ones that have a statistical chance of winning because they have enough states in which they could, that they're on the ballot in enough states.
Right.
And ultimately, it doesn't matter which one of you vote or if you vote at all, because there hasn't been an election, presidential election at this point that has been won by one vote. And you only have one vote.
There hasn't even been one that's been won by like 100 or 1,000 votes, has there?
Maybe I think hundreds down in more than 100 down in Florida in 2000.
Oh yeah, the Bush versus Gore. Yeah.
And this most recent one was probably there was at least one state that was separated by hundreds of votes, but I think that was New Hampshire and that went to Clinton. So I couldn't say entirely as to what the case is. Anyway, going on here from Trump, and this is about him wanting to ban video games. So we got it kind of off track there with, because people love to say Trump's a racist, and I just don't know what that means. I know what racist means because I could read a dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also heard, at this point, I've seen liberal types complaining that they don't like it when people trot out the dictionary to define racism or feminism. Or, excuse me, sexism.
Yeah, I've seen that one, too.
And if that's the case, then if we don't have the dictionary anymore to define words, exactly where do we get our definitions from? And so that leaves me in a really weird spot. Going on here, he says, this is from Trump. I'm hearing more and more people say that the level of violence in video games is really shaping young people's thoughts. And you go the further step, and that's the movies. You see these movies? And they're so violent, and yet kids are able to see the movie if sex isn't involved, but killing is involved, and maybe they have to put a rating system for that.
There's already a rating system for that, because, you know, we went through this a few decades back, too. And, you know...
Well, don't forget that the comic books were even before that.
Oh, yeah.
So, back in the 1950s, they created the Comics Code Authority. And this was created because... Why? Let's see. Really popular comics before, say, World War II were like sort of detective stuff. Mm-hmm. Lurid, you know, certainly crimes that are committed, but crimes often have a lurid component to it. And then, then the ones that are big and important are the war comics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from 1940 through 1945, these were the comics. You know, Nick Fury and the Howling Commandos, Captain America, The Shield, and a whole bunch of others out there. But then the war's gone. Comic books still need to sell. What are we going to do? Well, then you've got aliens, you've got horror, you've got romance, you've got a variety of them out there, and
just about anything in comics.
Sure, it's just a medium, right? Graphic novels, but they didn't want young people seeing these horror comics. So the horror comics always had been a big scary monster dragging off some woman in her nightgown, right? Because turns out that the people who buy comic books are boys between the ages of, say, 10 and 16. And boys between the ages of 10 and 16 can't get the nudie books, but they can get a comic book with a little side boob drawn in, right?
Right.
And, they actually had congressional hearings on comic books, and it scared the comic book industry. They put their own rating system involved.
Yeah. Every medium, it seems like they're doing this.
They probably did it with, Beowulf. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
What good is it living in a free country if you don't live a free life? You're stuck going to a job or a stressful business. You're stuck in a relationship where you're pretty much a slave. That isn't happiness. You were meant for bigger and better things. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
I want to tell you about the Discord lines. If you go to Discord, www.freetalklive.com. That is, you know, it's a place where people are chatting, but you can also call in. We have four on-air call-in lines that are available to you right there. If you go to discord.freetalklive.com, you'll have to download an app, and there's a few steps involved. You have to create a username, that kind of thing. It's not difficult by any means. If you've been on the internet, you understand how this is done. But it's just a much better sound quality if you call in that way.
The sound quality is a lot better. You sound almost like you're right here in the studio with us. And even if you don't call in, you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners.
Yeah, and the people, we were at one point using Skype, and people sounded just as good mm-hmm. on Skype. But, God, that Microsoft tech is just so invasive and nitty gritty. I mean, like, you couldn't turn the sounds off. I can't have it going, bing, doop, 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 on the air. I can't have that.
Yeah,
so
we had to dump it.
Yeah, we had to get rid of it. And this is I think this is a lot better. We have lots of people, hundreds of people in that are, you know, signed up for our chat room here, and they have a great old time. They're just chatting away right now, talking about, oh, God knows what in there. So it's discord.freetalklive.com if you want to find out more about that. Pardon me. Yeah, I've got this article here from the Ron Paul Institute.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about Tulsi Gabbard quite a bit here on Free Talk Live.
Oh,
and
yeah,
lots of libertarians are talking about Tulsi Gabbard because she is, she's mildly anti-war, at least mildly anti these wars.
Mm-hmm. That she is.
Yeah,
that
she's
she
a
is.
Veteran. It's about the only thing that distinguishes her from the other Democrats, but the other Democrats have nothing that distinguishes themselves from each other. It's basically like, well, I've been a politician for a long time. Well, I'm a woman, and I haven't been a politician for as long. I am a black man, and I've been a politician for a while. I'm a black woman, and I've been a cop and a politician. Like, it just, that's all they got.
What have you got?
And there's really no distinguishing these candidates one way or the other. Now it's left to zingers and these sorts of things. But I want to talk about Ron Paul's, or at least the Ron Paul Institute's article here on Tulsi Gabbard. Before I do that, though, I want to talk about My Magic Mud. Ron Paul's from Texas. So is My Magic Mud. And they were big supporters of Ron Paul. I'll bet you he's used My Magic Mud.
He may very well have.
He's probably, most probably, been sent some My Magic Mud. I don't know why that should motivate you, that Ron Paul has put My Magic Mud on his teeth. But I certainly have put it on mine, and I would recommend you put it on yours, and here's the reason. Because oral health is important.
Yeah, it
kissing
is.
Kissing people is fun to do. People want to kiss people with better oral health. So there you go. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. Now, those are pretty natural ingredients, and if you know anything about them, good choices for a toothpaste. But not only is it clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I feel like it gets my teeth cleaner. I'm confident that that's the case. They feel like they do when I get out of a tooth cleaning. So you can get your Magic Mud, and I recommend you do. As a matter of fact, I recommend so strongly that you do that if you listen to nothing else I say here on the air, if you hate me with a passion, like a guy who called in recently, I still recommend that you get My Magic Mud because it's good for your teeth. Most major health food stores have it. Sprouts, Amazon, CVS, Natural Grocers. That's a brand name, by the way. There's a place called Natural Grocers.
Yes, I've been there.
I haven't. And Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. I have been to Walmart's. But you can also go to MyMagicMud.com, which I have also been to. By the way, if you go to Amazon, they've got a sale right now on some of their toothpastes, not the tooth powder. I don't know about the tooth powder. I didn't see that today, but I saw some toothpastes were on sale. 50% off. That's a big deal. And if you go there, make sure you leave a review because they appreciate that. But if you go to MyMagicMud.com, you can get 20% off with coupon code FTL20.
Yeah. Now, I've been using their toothpaste, and that's just as good.
Yeah, it's great stuff. I don't think it works as quickly as the tooth powder does, but
Still gets everything clean.
It's good toothpaste, there's no doubt. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20. coming from the Ron Paul Institute with Daniel McAdams writing. I don't know who he is, but I will say that I have seen his articles, his name on articles in the past, so, you know.
We'll go from there.
Whatever. This is written sort of almost in the first person. He's writing here. When BuzzFeed's Rosie Gray contacted Dr. Paul yesterday for a comment for her latest piece, Tulsi Gabbard is this election's Ron Paul, Dr. Paul and I discussed what the article might look like and how his comment might be used or misused, knowing Gray was an obsessive Russiagate promoter and manic never-Trumper. My view was that she would distort any Ron Paul quote to make it look bad for Gabbard, who Gray and the rest of the establishment journalists despise. He declined to comment. That's Ron Paul. Proving my suspicions, Gray nevertheless twisted his polite decline into a slap in Gabbard's face. It's not hard to spot Gray's spin from Ron Paul's decline. Here's the quote. Paul decided to comment for this declined to comment for this piece through his spokesperson, Ron Paul Institute Executive Director Daniel McAdams. But other prominent libertarians and Paul insiders were eager to praise Gabbard. So, I guess that's a slap in Gabbard's face if you think that Ron Paul's nuts.
I guess.
See how that works? Others were eager to praise Gabbard, but Ron Paul declined. That's how a hit piece takes shape. Okay.
Yep.
I'll take your word for it. Of course, Ms. Gray's email invitation for comment never led on that her intent was to attack rather than to report. I'm doing a piece about Tulsi Gabbard, and I was wondering if Dr. Paul might be available to speak to me for the story. Basically, it's about ways in which her campaign is thematically echoing Dr. Paul's presidential campaigns. Sounds innocent. Journalists like Gray are always innocent when they, while they twist and manipulate the pieces of their stories into appropriately loaded assault weapons. No wonder Americans now believe the media is more destructive than banks and large corporations.
Yeah, this one's pretty obvious.
Well, I think that, you know, like the people that find Tulsi Gabbard distasteful, would already found Ron Paul distasteful, and they're like, any reasonable person would find Ron Paul distasteful, so they want to associate the two.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's an argument for what she's saying, but, I mean, Tulsi Gabbard's campaign hasn't taken off like Ron Paul's did. Ron Paul was basically sucked into the vacuum that was his campaign.
I mean, you've got a point there. I mean, I was here in 2007 when he ran for the first time, and I watched a lot of this happen.
Right.
I saw his very tentative speech at the 2007 Liberty Forum.
Yep.
And you can just see he goes from, I'm not sure I want to do this, to Ron Paul Revolution.
Right. The room came down when I was in that same speech. Tears tracked down my face because I'd never heard a politician stand in front of a room and speak like Ron Paul had spoken about the things that he was speaking about. He, you know, I was really excited about them. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the trade war between the United States and China heats up, the Dow lost 767 points to close at 25,717, its worst day of 2019. Trader Teddy Weisenberg joins Fox Business and believes,
you know, we have two major countries playing hardball with each other over a lot of issues, particularly trade. I think we're going to be on the dark side of the moon here for a while, and I don't think it's the end of the world.
President Trump is planning on visiting Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, the cities where two mass murders took place over the weekend. On Monday at the White House, the president spoke to the nation.
The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about Edge Wallet. Michael, do you use this app?
I do use Edge Wallet.
Yeah, I use Edge Wallet too. I have used many different cryptocurrency wallets, but Edge Wallet is my favorite, not just because it looks like they named it after me, Mark Edge.
I'm not sure if they did or not.
I just like the, it's slick. It works well.
It's really problems, easy to use.
Less terrifying than some wallets are out there have been in the past. You can use it on iOS or Android. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies right in your Edge Wallet. You basically could run a whole, trading account inside your Edge Wallet if you wanted to.
Yeah, just about.
It's user-controlled. You own your own money. There's the Edge Wallet folks don't have your private keys or anything like that. Makes it really important that you remember your username and password. And by the way, that's another aspect. A lot of these wallets have these 12 words or 24 words that you have to write down, and if you don't have them, then you don't get your money back or whatever. Edge Wallet is a simple username, name, and password. You drop your phone in the toilet, gluk, gluk. You go get your new phone, you put the Edge Wallet on, you use your username and password, you're in shape. So that's pretty cool. It's got support for BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many, 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 many
more.
There's
a lot of cryptos in there.
Yeah, veteran team building since 2014, and you can secure your freedom at edge.app. Edge.app as an A-P-P. Edge.app. Let's go to the phones. We got Matthew calling in from Louisiana, listening on YouTube. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right. So I don't know if anybody brought this up, but I don't think that Trump just really has come close to losing the election. About the only reason I'm motivated to vote for him at all, which is not a whole lot, is because he hasn't done anything to crush the oil industry. And Obama didn't crush us. He did hurt us, but he didn't crush us. But in the meantime, he's still subsidizing those stupid windmills and those, you know, solar panels. And now he's taking a ding at the Second Amendment and a ding at the First Amendment.
Now, wait a second. On the solar panels, I tend to agree with anything that's anti-wind. I think wind's a big mess. But solar panels are getting better and better. Let me ask you this. When you say
can
subsidy...
Can they survive without subsidies from the...
I don't know the answer to that. I can't tell you. I'm asking you this. When you say subsidy, do you mean a tax break for buying them, or do you mean that the companies like Solyndra are out there getting free money from the government?
It's not a tax break that you get from buying the solar panels.
Yep.
It's a tax credit.
Okay, tax credit. All right.
If they were just tax deductible, I mean, not an issue there. If it's a tax, but then you ought to do the same thing for somebody who puts in a backup generator, my opinion. But that's just my opinion. And I'm still free to express my opinion.
You certainly are. I just want to make sure what we're talking about here. So you're calling the tax credits subsidies, right?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
All right, go on with your point.
Cars.
So Donald Trump has now taken a couple of shots at the Second Amendment?
Yep, he's put a couple of dings in it. And you go over to the Truth About Guns and you read the comments about this topic,
yep.
You know, the red tag laws, and that's a deliberate mispronunciation because it's a communist idea that's going to get you in the butt. They are not happy over there about him, and I can't say it's I blame them.
So,
not one cop ticket. And you go to the gamer YouTube channels, and they're just fit to be tied about him saying that violent the video games cause people to cook off and go shoot them up in you know Walmart or gun free zones. Oh, by the way,
yeah,
that
it's totally ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I don't know that you know, like. The problem with elections, because here in America, basically the elections are, you know, for when it comes to presidential election, you get two candidates, red and blue, and those are your choices. I don't see the Democratic candidate coming out and being any better towards guns or any better towards video games out there. I would find that to be unlikely. So.
Oh, it's very unlikely. But some people just may be in the mood for, hey, let's have another civil war. You know, the first one worked out great.
But how does the presidential election going to work into a civil war?
Well, because somebody gets in office that actually plans on gun confiscation, at some point, somebody who is a sympathetic figure to the public at large is going to have the old, we're taking your guns thing, away, they're going to shoot back. It's going to cause another Bundy-style standoff, and this time they're coming loaded for bear.
I don't know if they're going to come and take guns. I mean, I really don't think they're going to do that because it's so difficult.
They don't have to. I've been thinking about this for a little while. I don't think they actually have to come and take anybody's guns. Not on a large scale. And the reason why is because people won't use them. Nobody in the middle of Texas, where everybody owns a gun and lots of people conceal carry, nobody shot back at this guy this weekend.
No, you have to understand that store was, in fact, a gun-free zone. That's unusual for a Walmart. The Walmart managers can work with local law enforcement to decide the policy in their store.
I think that was that shopping mall, actually.
The shopping mall next to the
Walmart. The shopping mall next door to it was a gun-free zone, too.
Yeah, that one I understand.
From what I saw posted by a commenter on TTAG.
Well, so here's what they did in Australia and they did in New Zealand. They did a gun buyback, assault weapon buyback combo. They basically banned them and then they did a buyback at the same time. Now, they haven't been very successful. But at the same time, no one's selling them either. And I think that people just go out and bury them in their yard for the big one, you know?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then what good is an assault rifle if it's buried in the backyard? Maybe you've got it hidden in your house because you don't expect to get your house shaken down or whatever. But I don't think they'll actually come door to door.
The time you're thinking about burying them is probably the time you need to be digging them up.
That will probably
change. I totally agree with that.
So I don't know that. I agreed. Trump is not endearing himself to the gun folks at this point, but it's a long election cycle.
Anybody who cares about liberty,
agreed.
I would vote for the Libertarian Party, except for this no border, no wall, no USA at all thing y'all got going on. Naked pandering to the Koch brothers, and what do? They go and support the Democrats.
This is the thing, is I don't blame anyone for their vote in the presidential election. You've never heard me say, you should have done this or you should have done that, because the first and most important part is your vote is statistically insignificant. So I'm not going to get mad at you over something that didn't matter. Secondly, if you're mad at Trump over, I don't know, the way he treats Mexican people or the way he treats gay people or whatever, then okay. Does that mean you're going to go vote for the Democrat?
What has he ever done to gay people?
I don't understand
the homophobia thing at
Everybody is a vilified underclass, okay? Yeah. Here you are, gun owner, calling in and you're upset.
That sounds like some kind of a French dish. Would you care for some vilified underclass?
Well, that doesn't sound too bad right now. If somebody decides to vote for the next, the Democrat, whoever that might be, maybe it's Warren, maybe it's Gabbard, I don't have any idea who it's going to be. I don't blame them. I'll advocate for the person that I think is a better choice, and the more I believe in them, the more I'll advocate. I advocated pretty thoroughly for Ron Paul, but, since then I haven't gotten to it. Yep. Thanks for the call, Matthew. Appreciate it.
Y'all have a great night. Ciao.
855-450-3733, 855-450, free as in Free Talk Live, that's what spells out the letters, for discord.freetalklive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Professional broadcasters here. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
We're going on to this article here about Tulsi Gabbard and how the Ron Paul Institute was asked for some kind of quote on Tulsi Gabbard for an article that was supposed to be like, is Tulsi Gabbard the new Ron Paul or something like that? And you know, the article writer here is not happy at all about the way that Ron Paul was sort of drug through the mud, is the way he sounds it. But this, anyway, he goes on. The others who are eager to praise Gabbard, these are libertarian sorts, are all non-Democrats, and that was the setup for her piece from the beginning. A former Ron Paul campaign aide was quoted as speaking favorably about her, along with a Reason magazine editor and a conservative Republican who once advised a Ron Paul presidential campaign. No Democrats, right? So, yeah, I do praise Gabbard on some of her
policy positions,
and other ones I don't think are great. I realize that there is going to be a Democratic nominee for president in sometime happening here in 2020. So if there's going to be a nominee, and there is, then at this point, my hope for that nominee is to be Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, she's one of the better ones we've seen from the current crop of Democrats.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not that I'm hoping that she is president. I'm not hoping that she is I'm not advocating that I may have a leader or whatever these libertarians out here that want to diss her have to say. You know, look, I think that there are some great arguments against Tulsi Gabbard. But let's not forget that the president is the commander-in-chief of the United States military. That means that they have the most power that they have over the military. Now, if Tulsi Gabbard wants universal health care, single payer, whatever the other things are that she wants, All those things have to go through Congress. If Tulsi Gabbard wants to move 500,000 troops to Syria, she could do that without asking anybody.
Yeah, presidents have been doing that for years.
So, am I advocating that Tulsi Gabbard be, the next president of the United States? Let me think about it. Let me determine what I think about Trump here. I haven't really figured this guy out. He's just too mercurial for me. But at this point, he really hasn't fought himself. He hasn't claimed his own war. And I like that. I've heard from antiwar.com that that there's been plenty of drone bombing going on and that, making it very difficult to report on it because he doesn't, release any information like the Obama administration did. But I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say if they're not admitting to actually doing things that they're doing?
Right, I don't know. I mean, if I don't have the information, I don't have the information. Before I go on, I'm going to go back to the phones. I got Jason calling in from Tampa. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind, Jason?
It alludes to, the gun control that we're probably going to have to face. But it's the story. It's a bit of a moral dilemma for me, and I wanted to get you guys' take on it. And
sure.
And hear me out. It's correlated, but it might take a minute. But when I was in high school, I was playing a baseball game, and the catcher was way too close, and I actually tapped his on the first strike. I hit his glove.
Okay.
And I looked back and I told him, I was like, dude, I hit your glove. And I told the umpire, and the umpire was like, did he hit your glove? And the guy he lied. He said, no, he didn't hit my glove.
All right.
So on the next, and the guy, mind you this, the guy that was pitching threw over 90. I can't touch 90. Still today couldn't touch 90.
This is a high school baseball team?
Right.
Okay.
So I figured, this is my out. Like, this guy's going to stick his glove out again, and I'm not touching 90, so I'm just going to do what I have to do. And on the next pitch, he threw, the catcher, put his mitt out, and instead of, dropping down at like a 45, like you're supposed to, throwing the hands at the ball, I chopped wood. And I came down damn near at a 90. And I broke his hand and pulled his glove off.
Oh, wow. All right. Sad story.
Yeah. I mean, his glove was out in front of home plate. And his hand was, he had three bones that I broke.
Okay.
And so my question to you, does that make me an ass?
Does it make you an ass?
Yeah.
I don't know what it makes you. It seems like he was too close, and it's a, it's a violent game. I don't know what I think. I would have to sort of be there. The best I can tell from the description, I don't know. Were you trying to tap his glove, or you were trying to knock his hand off?
No, I broke his hand.
Did you do it on purpose, or did you, were you trying to just get out of the game, trying to get a walk because you tapped his glove? I don't really know how this all works.
Well, the thing is, though, is if the guy was hittable, if he was, in mid-80s, I probably don't take that route. But the fact that I tapped his glove on the first strike, I was I got an out here.
But what is the out? How did you get out? What happened?
I beat his glove off his hand and broke his hand.
I gotcha. What did that result in the game?
I got on first base.
Okay.
Interference.
I wasn't familiar enough with the game. I get where you're going. All right. So what I would say is that I think that it was over the top as a choice.
Yeah, but you made your point.
But it doesn't surprise me that two young men, with all that testosterone flowing through them, would choose to make those choices, because both of them really want to win. They both really want to do what they want to do. I think that what we have is a pair of asses, and one ass beat the other ass. So now we got now you got my opinion.
That sounds about right. You definitely made your point there.
Well, so as far as the asses are concerned, I win.
Yes. What now? What now? What is the tie it together?
You win at being an ass.
I'm good at being an ass. I appreciate that. You guys have a wonderful night.
All right. Thanks for the call. There's your story about him, you know, breaking a guy's hand in baseball.
Well, you know, that's the thing. If the catcher's got his glove so far forward that
that you can hit it,
that's interfering with the swing.
Yeah, that's why he got on base, even though the guy's hand got broken. I mean, it's a sad story, but you know, this is how sports are. People get competitive. They probably are looking, you know, they look back in their lives and maybe they would have made a different choice, but in that moment you're like, I want to win.
Yeah, and this guy is not admitting that he stuck his hand too far forward. So yeah, I can see where he's coming from and wanting to teach this guy a lesson.
I mean, this is basically the debate that's going on with high school football right now, is that these guys are getting hit repeatedly, getting concussions all over a game that they're unlikely to ever really make any money at.
Most people don't. I mean,
yeah, most people don't. Most of the college players out there are not going to go on to the NFL. They're not going to make, you know, this, you know, the money that they hope to make, and they're blowing their knees out or banging their heads around for basically nothing. You know, when it comes to college, they might get a scholarship. Hopefully they play good enough to stay on the team, and they get that free degree, and they can do something with it.
Yeah, do something with their lives, because yeah, most people that play college football are not going to play professionally, and even most people who play in high school are not going to play in college.
It's a shame to see even high school students, you know, being carried off the field.
So, yeah, ruining your head, getting that concussion it might affect you only for a week, but it might affect your rest of your whole life.
We have had a co-host here on Free Talk Live, Daryl Perry. Many longtime listeners do remember him, and he had a terrible problem with concussions.
Yeah, he got one recently that he's had it for a couple weeks. He's still trying to recover from it.
Yeah, and the doctors don't really know what to do with him. It's not nice.
It will ruin your life.
855-450-3733. Go on with the story here about Tulsi Gabbard. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Your calls are welcome, however. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.